Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Kanye West drops a shocking confession about fatherhood and relationship with Kim Kardashian.
And Fran Drescher likes to keep a rotation of friends with benefits.
And Ciara and Tisha Campbell are battling it out, baby, with thirst traps. We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started!
Well, Morgan Wallen took the stage for Saturday Night Live, but it wasn't his singing that got him making headlines. Instead, it was the odd way in which he just walked off the stage at the end of the show as the credits rolled. Check this out. That's it.
Wow.
Normally they hang around and talk for a minute, they hug and that sort of stuff. He appeared in a hurry and he took to social media to prove it. He posted this photo of a jet on the runway with the caption, "Get me to God's country." His team claims that there was no ill intent and he wasn't thinking about the cameras. Do you guys think he had somewhere to be in such a hurry?
He was on Birdman time. Are we finished or are we done?
Yeah. Was the audience just like right in front of him? Were they standing?
Yeah.
And so maybe he just went to mingle with everybody or his people that were right there in the audience.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They didn't seem ill-willed.
Where's God's country?
I guess Nashville.
Wherever he's from.
Yeah.
Home.
That was tacky. That'd have been Flip Wilson, somebody would have said, oh my God,
Flip
don't ever invite me back.
That's a nice throwback, Flip Wilson.
Yeah. Wow.
If he'd have walked off of laughing like that after, you know, man, he wouldn't have been on Jet.
He does have a little history with the show because at one point he was like booked to, I think, be the guest performer, and that's around the same time that he was caught on tape using the slur, and then they yanked him off of the show. And so I wonder if he feels a certain way about that show in particular.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you got beef, just don't do it.
Don't do the show. Right.
My Lord.
They should normalize that walk-off, though. I'd like to see more people like Dip. You know, I'm finished here. Well, Kanye West is making headlines again. This time, he's taking shots at Kim K. In a bizarre new interview with DJ Academics, where he was wearing a black KKK hood, that was leather, Ye explained why he did not see himself becoming a father while dating his now ex-wife. Check it out.
I didn't want to have children with this person after the first 2 months of being with her. But that wasn't God's plan.
Well, y'all think about it, because he also went on to have more children with that person.
Yeah. You were married to her and you stayed, and I think he tried to get her back after they broke up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But didn't she, it's almost like though, now she had two natural births, if I'm not mistaken, and two surrogates.
Mm-hmm.
So she, it's like she almost tricked him, because you know, usually women like Kim Kardashian think, I'm gonna keep all my black babies in one family. Instead of having them daddy, daddy, daddy. So she wanted all her babies at one time with one man. So she did what she had to do. She had two surrogates and two natural. So, I mean, he couldn't do nothing. I mean, because you don't know, she could have taken a turkey beak.
Okay, yeah.
And used it anything.
And then just ran up the street to the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And they had dropped that off somewhere.
So, I mean, because, you know, he said he didn't want to be with her.
A turkey beat.
Yeah, his kids are going to grow up one day. Hopefully they don't see this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the kids were even on a list of people that betrayed him. You know
right,
what I'm saying? Like, that
right.
He dropped, like, the week prior. And you got to think about the ramifications this has long term.
Yeah. They're going to grow up. They're probably going to hate him. But also, can you imagine saying, I didn't want to have kids, and, like, you have the first kid, and you're like, all right, but then you do it three more times?
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, we don't even know that was Kanye under that hood. Could be AI.
I watched the whole interview. I literally watched him put it on. Because when Academics came to the door, he was wearing some Sean John. And then, it was just a normal conversation. Yeah, hold on a second, I'm getting ready. You watched him get dressed and then put on the outfit and then do the interview.
It was bizarre.
And then after the interview, he took it all off. And then they rode on the elevator together. So what you doing later?
That's so weird. Okay, all right, moving on. Legendary comedian Paul Rodriguez has broken his silence following his recent arrest. Reportedly, Paul was pulled over by police in California for a traffic violation. Sources claim that during the stop, officers searched his vehicle and allegedly found drugs. However, in a statement, Paul has denied the drugs were his, and they claim that they belong to his friend. He also suggested the incident may have been racially motivated. He explained that while his car was pulled over, he was asleep in the passenger seat, and when the officer, who he described as Caucasian, allegedly slapped him to wake him up because he was on a power trip. That's wild.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's assault. He could sue for assault.
No, you shouldn't slap.
That is assault.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No. Especially if they sleep minding their own business, not the one driving. You know what I mean? People get tired.
Yeah. People sleep in the passenger seat of cars all the time.
But do people still ride with friends that have drugs in the car with them?
All the time.
Apparently.
Really?
Well, y'all, looks like Fran Drescher is down with the FWB Club, aka Friends with Benefits. In a new interview, she was asked about her dating life, and she said, I have a little rotation. I'm Fran Drescher. What do you think? She also explained that she loves her gay ex-husband, Peter Jacobson, and they are very close. So when it comes to relationships, she feels the most she can offer is friends with benefits.
I know that's right, Fran.
So what's a friend with a benefit? I mean, you could...
You get some of that shag aftra.
She's the president of the union.
Yeah.
That's what's wild.
Yeah.
Got a lot of co-stars, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So she get her friends benefits because she's SAG? She's the president of SAG?
Well, I mean, friends with benefits is when you're friends with someone, you're not in a serious relationship, but you have the benefits of perhaps being in a sexual relationship.
Like no rules, no parameters. Yeah. You don't got check-in.
Oh, because my friends came with me to Disney. They're benefits. They get my benefits.
Those friends benefited from your thing, yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Well.
A little different, but okay.
I guess.
Yeah, let's go the nanny.
Hello.
What's that? Brad, would you make a voice of Fran Drescher having an orgasm?
No.
No?
Come on.
No.
Go ahead, Craig.
Hell no.
You need a clean up.
Well, moving on, it's time for Battle of the Thirst Traps. Now, Russell Wilson is probably rubbing hands like Birdman after CeCe recently took to IG and posted a risque video dressed in a gold two-piece with the caption, "When he lets you be you." Check it out. Man, it's not award season, but those are Golden Globes.
Let me tell you. That's two first-place medals right there.
No doubt. Yo, I mean, she always got the... Anytime she models some gear, you know what I'm saying? She always gonna look the part. It's almost not fair.
Yeah. This is how you get kid number 5. This is how. This is it right here. She got good goodies.
Okay, honey. Next up is Miss Tisha Campbell. She recently posted a video on IG strutting, honey, her boots to the ground, baby, with Big Sexy Official behind her while she slayed the pavement. Take a look.
A little slow-mo move here.
But the other guy's in regular speed. It's weird.
Yeah. That's what we need. We need a hype man behind us. Okay.
That man's frolicking.
All right.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
He does it all the time when he walks with people.
A big dude.
He does this with a bunch of celebrities?
Yeah.
He does it every week. Different celebrities.
He's did it with some of everybody.
Everybody.
She is hitting that strut.
And people wonder, this could be considered thirst trapping.
No.
Not at all.
She's stomping out in her confidence.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
So I think the Sierra, was that trapping a little bit?
Sierra.
It seems like Sierra, because she knew what she was doing. It was intentional,
She probably just had a tweak, and
All right, y'all, up next, Erykah Badu's bodysuit caused quite a stir online. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right,
29.
Millie Bobby Brown recently turned 21, and she's been married to Jake Bon Jovi for about a year. Well, the newlyweds attended the Miami Open with Jake's parents, John Bon Jovi and Dorothea Hurley, as, you know, newlyweds do. They even played a little tonsil hockey. But people online thought it was kind of awkward because since they were sitting between mom and pop, and they reportedly later swapped seats so that John and Dorothea were sitting together. But it's almost like they're, like, judging the kiss in this picture. It's kind of weird.
I don't think it's that weird. I don't think it's weird to kiss your significant other in front of your folks. Like, if you're rounding the base to second, that might be a bit much, but a little kiss on the lips.
They married, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's not a big deal to their parents at all.
Yeah. Do any of you show PDA in front of your folks?
Brad?
I don't know. Maybe.
You don't
not know like that? Obscene or nothing, but yeah, a kiss, yeah.
I don't know, I wouldn't dare because I want my parents to think I'm still pure and wholesome.
Oh, they know that's been gone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they got the memo.
Yeah, they know.
You think?
Yes.
I used to try not to do PDA in front of my parents, and then my mom always opened my door.
Oh.
That's coming your way when True gets a little
That's
older.
A home invasion.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Help
All right. In 2003, David Beckham had been married to Victoria for about 5 years, and his personal assistant was a former model named Rebecca Luz. Well, after she was terminated, Rebecca claimed that she and David had an affair that lasted 4 months, which Beckham denies. Oh. And now, 20 years later, she's back and she's doubling down on her claims in an interview with 60 Minutes Australia.
Meaning is, let's go back to my hotel. And I was like, I'm not going back to your hotel room. Like, come on, you're my boss. I think I actually said that to him. And then he just kept looking at me and then I gave in. So we went back to his hotel room.
What was the moment that you were like, I'm going to go?
Oh, it's just the look in his eyes and the way he looks at you, and it's quite hard.
Yo, like, what bills you think would do at her house to where, like, 20 years later, you're still trying to peddle this story to people?
Wow. Yeah, like, why are you still talking about this? Why are you getting interviewed about it? How many? It was so many years ago. Like, his wife doesn't want to hear this. Like, what is she doing and why?
If I ever get famous, there's not a man on earth would say nothing about me.
Really?
None.
No one from your past who's going to talk about that? The night of passion they shared with Gary?
Because they wouldn't want nobody to know.
No one's going to drop an I hit it first?
Nobody. So I ain't got to worry about that, honey.
Gary's been denying
our
claims.
Why wouldn't they want anybody to know?
Because, honey, they don't play that way.
He's the vampire that likes to convert civilians.
No one can find out about them.
I would never have that problem, honey. I'm sorry, David. It's time for
What the Fashion.
Okay, baby. Over the weekend, Miss Erykah Badu, honey, performed at Billboard's Women in Music, and she accepted the Icon Award, but everyone was talking about her big booty, baby, that big booty outfit, and she even made those cheeks clap.
You know what?
She's insane.
Yeah, Miss Badu.
I love her.
What? Is it music out here? All right, bitch.
That is hilarious. That's like the moms in those Pixar cartoons are drawn like that.
The mom from The Incredibles.
The mom from The Incredibles. That's right.
Yeah. Now, some people said she was, you know, throwing shade at the BBL culture. Yeah. I mean, so y'all think she was doing that, or she was just being Erykah Badu?
She just being E, man. Erykah like. Badu. How long do you think before, like, different other fashion designers is going to come out with this and, you know, this is going to be the look everybody rocking next fall?
And to turn around and make them clap, too, that was...
Yeah.
Now, that was fun.
Yeah,
well done. Well
done. She had to practice that.
Yeah.
All right, up next, Gabby Sidibe is dishing on her time as a phone sex operator. And wait till you hear the rules she had to follow. You don't want to miss this, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Gabby Sidibe is discussing her experiences as a black woman in Hollywood in the new Apple TV Plus documentary, Number One on the Call Sheet. Now, Gabby spoke on the difficulties she faced in Hollywood that gives preferential treatment to white beauty standards. Well, Gabby even recalled the time she worked as a sex operator where the majority of the other women who worked there were also black, yet they were told to pretend to be white women. So we dug in the archives and found this clip of Gabby demonstrating her white girl alter ego. Check it out.
And then there's Barely Legal, or like college girl, and she's a little bit up here because because she's a little bit dumb.
And then there is Dominant Girl, who yells at you. It's improv.
What do y'all think of her having to act as a white woman to make money as a sex operator?
I mean, gotta feed the populace what they're asking for. But I do see the, like, the accidental on-job training that you can get as an actress, having to play all these characters and personas in real time. Like, you can make it work for you.
Yeah.
Poor thing. I'm surprised nobody wanted to talk to the African-American girls. Do you ever talk to any Tammy if you call?
I don't call these numbers. Right. I wouldn't know.
Definitely. Well, she should go to the apps.
Well, she doesn't really have to do that. This was a job that she was doing at one point in time. She was on, like, people would call to speak to her. Yeah.
Well, that's not a job, the apps?
Yeah, but she was a phone sex. This was before she got married and stuff. This was back in the day.
This is for money. This is talking sexy for money.
Well,
versus...
she must have been somebody, because did she marry a Caucasian guy?
She sure did.
Well, she did good.
She probably did it in her Dominique voice, though.
Oh, that's
do you
it
think?
Was.
Oh, what? If, oh, I wonder if she breaks it out on him from time to time.
Oh,
you would have to, right?
Like,
you
know, I would imagine.
Like on a spicy night, you just to shake things up.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about being a phone sex operator: is you want to be good, but not too good, because you need the call to last.
Right. You don't want them to hit the finish line too early.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, damn, man.
Like, right, what if she's up here and she's doing it real, and then the phone call's over, like, 2 minutes later when she could have got 10 minutes out of him.
Yeah, like, every 30 seconds of the comment, I hurt myself.
Yeah.
Just kind of like,
okay, moving on. Last week, Brat and Gary were at a place as almost as happy as Dish Nation. They were at Disney World with the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and this time they took our nephew, Little True Legend, for his very first trip to Disney, and no one was more prepared than Mama Judy. Check this out.
Understand the cost that is involved. There's 1,000 of you. I said close them
doors.
Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors.
We at Disney!
Why do you look so miserable?
We're supposed to match.
She get outfits for everything, yo.
I love it.
Matching outfits for everything.
I think it's great.
We had a wonderful time, though. It was great. He enjoyed it. We even got Gary to ride a ride or two.
Yeah, I rode the Slinky Dog.
Okay,
Gary
Slinky Dog.
Gary rode the Slinky Dog.
The Slinky Dog.
We rode the Tower of Terror. We rode
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Star Wars was amazing. Amazing.
But when it dropped, honey, that's what got me.
Yeah. It dropped about this much, guys.
Yeah, but baby, that was
like a foot and a half.
Yes, and you heard Gary screaming like he was about to lose his life.
Up next, someone hilariously, honey, calls out Tyler Perry, baby, and it's not Monique. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
All right, y'all. Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married fans, honey, have been dying to know if and when, y'all, the third installment of the movie series will be making its way back to production. Well, when Why Did I Get Married's host and most vocal star, Miss Tasha Smith, was asked about the movie's return, she jokingly called out her boss, Mr. Tyler Perry.
Uh-oh, Tasha.
Girl, I am not talking about that.
Because it's not happening?
Probably not.
Oh, my God.
And it ain't because I'm busy. Tyler take, what, 3 days to do a movie?
7 days to shoot.
Who ain't got weekend, Tyler? Who ain't got a weekend? I mean, like, seriously, who ain't got a weekend, all right? Do not get me started.
I mean, that's pretty accurate, man. Yeah. Like, I remember we had the cast of a movie here recently, and it's like, yo, how long it take y'all? 7 days.
Yeah. 7 days.
Seven whole movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she might need to watch that. She's going to be on the apology train, honey.
No, he loves her. They have a great relationship. No,
I
she
hope
won't.
So, child.
She wants to do it.
Yeah.
She wants to be to do another one.
Monique wants an apology. Has she got it yet? So let's be clear, honey.
This is about creating movies.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, Janet might be a little difficult, depending on, like, if she in tour mode or whatnot.
Well, they could always put LaToya or somebody.
You know what?
She ain't busy. Didn't the girl just say she 3 days? Get LaToya.
Shut up, Gary.
Well, that's all the tea, honey, we have for you today. Be sure to tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.